Good morning.
Morning.
Janae's here.
I'm here.
It's Chamber of Commerce time.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It's 13 minutes after 10 on your Tuesday. Who have you got here? Who did you bring
right.
into our studio?
I know. We have the pleasure of Lisa Graffentine with us here today.
All right. And what would Lisa like to chat about today? I've watched Lisa operate in various different meetings, and she is a very talented, very knowledgeable person. Lisa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. What's on your docket today? There's so many things that have to do with city helping cities and things like that. What's on your docket today, Lisa?
I thought today would be great to talk about our gap financing that we have at the EDA and how that helps with business retention and business growth within Meeker County.
Okay. For a lot of people that maybe haven't taken care of that in any sort of a mortgage or things like that, what is gap?
It's a good question. Yeah. Gap financing is essentially the difference between what a lender or a bank provides and the total cost of a project. So say we have a new business that would like to open in the community. They need $200,000 of financing. They visit with their local lender who says we can provide $150,000 of that. They still have that gap. So we can come in as a second lender to help bridge that gap. And this can be for both retention. So say we have an existing business that wants to add some new equipment to make their business operate better. We can help with like retention projects, but it can also be for an expansion. Someone wants to add onto their building, add new equipment, or someone new coming into the area that wants to build a project.
Backtrack a little bit. EDA, what does it mean? Where does your funds come from?
Yes, so EDA stands for Economic Development Authority. We are an arm of the county, and so our funding comes from a combination of a county allocation of funds, and then we also do some grant writing, so we sometimes have some grant administration fees that we get off of that work, and then with our loan dollars, a lot of those originated from state or federal resources, and then as those loans are repaid, they continue to revolve and capitalize, hence the name Revolving Loan Fund.
Well, there you go. It's a perfect stuff. Are you working on any neat projects that you can divulge right now?
We actually, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to touch on this is that we've had a number of businesses that have paid off their loans, and while we've had some inquiries, we actually have a good amount of loan funds available. So just wanted to make the business community aware of the resources. We're also doing some outreach to our lenders to make them aware as well that we have the funds.
Okay. Is it a real complicated process, or how's the process?
No, it's pretty easy. And actually, one of the things we always suggest too, especially for people that are maybe first-time business owners, just, you know, haven't really owned a business before and looking at something new, you know, some of the things that we can help connect them to as well are the business plan aspect. So, you know, to understand what your financing needs are, you have to put together financial projections, have a business plan, understand who's your market, how you're going to market your services. So we can help connect them to a lot of free resources too. We always suggest that if people are thinking about a business idea, reach out to us. We'll connect them to some free technical systems to put that together. And then we usually encourage them to visit with their lenders, see what the lender's able to provide. And then we have a pretty simple application process. A lot of what they're providing to their lender, we use the same information. So
I would imagine.
It really easy.
Yeah. But between you and the lender, there may be a lot of people that look at the entrepreneurial world and say, I'm going to own a business, and then don't really think about all the details. So, I mean, you guys got them. And that's very important to lending. They got to know what your direction is, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why that business planning is so important. And we always, you know, have the mindset that if someone maybe has an idea and they determine through that business planning process maybe the model doesn't work and the financial projections don't work, that's okay. We'd rather have them figure that out in the early stages than to go and borrow funds
or you get buried
and have the business not work out within the first year. Yeah. So that's why some of that early work is really important for people thinking about starting a business.
All right. Can you let us know some of those that you have helped out in the past? Is that something you can divulge?
We've
I don't want to go by the HIPAA rules here or anything, you know.
We actually have two revolving loan funds. One is with our Meeker Development Corporation, which is a 501c3. So that is a private entity.
It is, sure.
So anybody that borrows through that funds, that's private kind of information there. But anything through the EDA is public. We've worked on a lot of different projects. We've actually helped assist some of the housing projects within the community. We've recently, we worked with Peace Recycling out of Cosmos, so mm-hmm. they've got a great business there that we've had the fortune to work with. Early on, we worked with Minnesota Rubber when they were doing, which now they have a new name now, but right. at the start, we worked with them too. So we've worked with a variety of different types of projects. Okay. Some recent ones is that we're working with just a project across the street here. It's a mixed-use building where they're renovating the commercial space oh, and then the residential right. on the second floor. So I'm sure it'll be exciting as that kind of construction work continues. So just a really variety of projects all the way from manufacturing to some housing projects to mixed-use commercial project as well. We can do retail. Most types of projects we can assist. A few exceptions would be like the agriculture production. You know, there's separate resources okay. for all that. Right. Gambling, we can't assist with any kind of gambling projects.
Dang,
illegal
anyway.
Activities, we can't do any of that work. Racetracks. It also, too, you know, one of the things that the state and federal government is also pretty strict about, too, is that we can't actively be trying to recruit a business from another community or another county.
Now,
if businesses are saying, well, I want to expand my operations from the Twin Cities into Meeker County, that's a very different story. Mm-hmm. But part of our work is not about, you know, going to neighboring businesses and trying to entice them here with our funds. Okay. They, you know, we have to really, toe the line there in terms of not drawing, you know, attracting businesses with sure. our funds to relocate.
All right. Anything else that you want to get to this morning? Because I don't want to cut you short. We got time.
I think those are some of the key things. I would just suggest that, anybody reaches out to me with any questions. It's always best if people start out early in the planning process of when they're thinking about mm-hmm. starting a business versus they're, you know, within a month of being at the closing table and quick need to come up with some resources. You know, we can do that, but it's a little bit rushed when that happens. So the earlier, the better that people reach out to us.
Can you help going concerns or does it always have to be startups?
Nope. It can be existing businesses as well. So a lot of times those are the discussions we have. Okay. Again, they might be wanting to add some new machinery, equipment. Our funds can do everything from acquisition of buildings, new construction, inventory, equipment. So you think about a restaurant business, they've got a lot of costs too when it comes to inventory, working capital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because before you even open the doors, you're going right. to have expenses when it comes to staffing and training and you know, buying insurance and all of those mm-hmm. things. So we can help with those resources as well.
All right. Super. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
And we'll go back over here for just a bit. The Meeker County Chamber is got nothing to do now. Just nothing ahead. Golf, all done.
Yep.
Just nothing ahead. No, you have plenty to plan for, don't you?
Yeah, we are in the thick of planning for Fallen Into Fun Fest.
Right.
So we are reaching out to businesses from last year who either sponsored or took part in our business fair. And then coordinating with that craft fair portion for Central Park. But yeah, we our deadline, so if you're a sponsor and you want to be included, depending on your sponsorship level on our poster, mm-hmm. we are setting a deadline of July 25th.
Not
you can
too far
still
away.
Yeah, you can still sponsor after that. You just wouldn't be included on the poster. So if you want to be included on that, definitely get a hold of us or go online and complete that paperwork.
Okay.
And, you know, we're always looking for volunteers for that. We'll have bounce houses, face painting. We have the business fair portion where we'll sell novelties as part of a chamber fundraiser. Yep. So a lot of good stuff that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're interested in giving back a little bit of your time, we are always open to that. So
okay. It doesn't mean that it's the end of summer yet, does it?
Oh,
just because we're talking about fall?
Okay. No. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Center Bank. They did their Brought Feed Fund, Brought Feed Not Fundraiser, just community give back last Thursday for mm-hmm. Watercade. And they gave away roughly 1,400 brats. It was
that's
one of their biggest years yet. So that is incredible.
Yeah.
It was such a great turnout and they do such a good job. Like, I don't think I've ever, even if the line is like down the block, you really don't have to wait more than five minutes.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was amazing. And Watercade was just wonderful. We had great weather. There were a lot of people out. And
I couldn't believe the cars. I mean, everywhere, just there's a lot of cars and a lot of activity, no matter what event you were going to. It's
right.
Just a lot of people.
Yeah, I think for the bike dig, I think that was the biggest turnout they've ever had. There were so many kids.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, and I know even at the before the fireworks and at the beach party, awful busy place down there.
Yes.
And yet people were still getting around and doing their thing. It wasn't like there was, you know, super congestion or anything like that.
No. Yeah. And, you know, it sounds like just... you know, based off of some numbers, it sounds like Rotary probably did one of their best fundraising years there yet. So we're just hoping to...
I helped them.
hoping to just continue that and be able to, you know, support those organizations within our communities. And
good. Yeah. All right. Anything else you've got for us this morning?
You know, I do want to put a plug in, too, for Litchfield Community Theater. They have their show coming up, Guys and Dolls.
Right.
If anybody was at the Coronation Sunday night, they did do a little sneak peek of a couple acts in that. So that's going to be July 24th through the 27th. And it's Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and then Sunday a matinee at 2 p.m. So you can get tickets at on their website or community app.
Right. Okay. And your contact information we'll get first, and then we'll get it over to Lisa.
Yeah, 320-693-8184. If you want to give us a call, you can stop by at 219 North Sibley Avenue or visit us online at litch.com.
How about that? Lisa, will Ms. Graffentine you get your information if people have some questions about EDA concerns?
Absolutely. They can call me at 507-227-5402 or email me at lisa@dsi-services.com.
Girls, thanks for coming in for our Chamber Chat.